Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Para pendengar sekalian, Australia telah dilanda badai hebat dalam beberapa minggu terakhir. Banjir yang semakin sering terjadi telah membuat warga Australia khawatir akan datangnya cuaca ekstrim di masa mendatang. Adriana Wenstock melaporkannya untuk Anda.
We now have an ocean down here.
Situasi saat itu sangat kacau. Layanan kereta api menjadi kacau, mobil-mobil terbengkalai, dan orang-orang berlarian mencari tempat berlindung saat 5 negara bagian dilanda badai petir dan banjir bandang. Dr. Kimberly Reid adalah peneliti pasca doktoral di University of Melbourne. Ia mengatakan badai hujan melanda New South Wales, Queensland, Victoria, Tasmania, South Australia, dan wilayah ibu kota Australia.
Australia was hit with what we call an atmospheric river, which is like a river of water vapor in the sky that stretched from Cairns to the south coast of Victoria. And we had a low pressure system in the Great Australian Bight, helping to draw warm, moist tropical air south. On top of that, in the tropics, we have what scientists call an active Madden-Julian oscillation, but in simple terms, that's basically a pulse of storm activity that travels from the Indian Ocean to the Pacific Ocean, and that can help trigger these weather events.
Queensland merupakan wilayah yang paling terdampak oleh cuaca buruk ini, dengan beberapa wilayah di Gold Coast terendam banjir akibat hujan lebih dari 20 mm hanya dalam waktu 24 jam. Sydney mencatat lebih dari 25 mm dalam 1 jam, sementara Canberra dan Hobart masing-masing mencatat sekitar 10 mm hanya dalam waktu 1 jam. Lebih dari 900 panggilan telah dilakukan ke SES sejak awal minggu, yang sebagian besar terkait dengan pohon tumbang, atap bocor, dan permintaan karung pasir. Biro Meteorologi Australia Angus Hines mengatakan ada fenomena tertentu yang mendorong sistem cuaca buruk saat ini.
Broadly speaking, the link is that on warm days like we're getting, as you say, several warm days, lots of heat across southern and eastern Australia at the moment. When we get these warm temperatures, what that does is it actually promotes evaporation out of the ocean. So we get more evaporation from the oceans around Australia, and that puts a lot more moisture into the atmosphere in the form of water vapor as a gas into the atmosphere. So when it's really hot for a prolonged period of time, you also tend to get much more humid conditions building, at least near the coastlines of Australia, near those oceans around either side of the country. And then that means that we've got the fuel available when it does start to rain really heavily.
Bagi Dr. Reid, meskipun skenario ini terdengar menakutkan, hujan lebat bukanlah hal yang tidak biasa, terutama di musim panas.
What's particularly notable is that the oceans around Australia are quite warm. So for example, in the northwest of Australia, the ocean is quite warm, and this is what we call a negative Indian Ocean dipole. I don't think it's been officially declared, but it's close to being declared, and that's basically like La Niña in the Indian Ocean. And this warm ocean water can help sort of push tropical moist air from the tropical area down south towards Sydney and Melbourne. And so that's why we're likely to have quite a wet December.
Dia mengatakan sulit untuk memprediksi kejadian hujan ekstrim.
Unlike temperature, extreme rainfall is a lot more variable. It changes from really dry to really wet. And what this means is it's much harder to pull out trends in the data. But what we know is that rainfall is caused by, basically, there's two key ingredients, what we call the thermodynamic. So in other words, is the air warm and is it moist? And the dynamic. So that's things like low pressure systems and cold fronts. And you need this combination of moisture in the air plus a weather system like a low pressure system to trigger a heavy flood. And so scientists are quite confident that the thermodynamic aspect, so the atmosphere being warm and moist, is likely to increase. But what we're less confident about is the dynamic, so where exactly the weather systems might go.
Meski demikian, Dr. Reid mengatakan bahwa meski cuaca basah bukan hal yang aneh di Australia, tetap penting untuk bersiap.
Although we're seeing quite a lot of heavy rainfall the last few years, we know that Australia can be very dry as well. And so we need to make sure we're preparing for both ends of the spectrum, for very dry and very wet. That's particularly for eastern Australia. For western Australia, we're seeing a lot more drying happening, and so they would probably want to emphasise preparing for more drought and more bushfires.
Angus Hines mengatakan perubahan iklim merupakan faktor utama dari semua ini.
That's one of the main concerns actually with the climate as the way it is at the moment. In this warmer climate, it means there's a lot of moisture around. So when we get heavy rainfall events, when we get extreme weather events, they're going to be even heavier in a warmer climate. The extremes are going to become even more extreme. That's the trend over the last few centuries. I think Australia has warmed by approximately 1.5 degrees since the year 1900 or so, and that warming certainly contributing to that effect of heavier rainfall too.
Itulah sebabnya cuaca buruk seperti ini tidak hanya terjadi di Australia. Tahun ini saja, badai yang cukup parah juga terjadi di Spanyol, Chile, Brasil, Dubai, dan negara-negara lain. Dan pada saat banyak negara tidak puas dengan resolusi Konferensi Perubahan Iklim Perserikatan Bangsa-Bangsa pada bulan November. Namun, seperti yang ditunjukkan oleh Wakil Menteri Parlemen Saint Lucia, Pauline Antoine Prospere, keadaan darurat iklim meningkat dan membutuhkan solusi yang mendesak.
The implications for our economies, our people, and our ecosystems are severe. Our developmental gains are undermined as national infrastructure built with significant multilateral loans are destroyed before the debt is paid, and we must rebuild from scratch. The cost of these catastrophes are growing exponentially with every increment of global warming.
Demikianlah laporan yang disusun oleh Adriana Wenstock untuk SBS News dan dibawakan oleh Dilail Abimanyu untuk SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.